Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to the seventh episode of Empires: Dominance and Legacy, where we explore the powerful and influential empires that have shaped our world. Today, we journey through the history of the Greek Empire, examining its evolution from independent city-states to the vast empire of Alexander the Great. Join us as we delve into the origins, key events, significant figures, cultural achievements, and lasting impact of the Greek Empire. The ancient Greek civilization emerged in the region of the Aegean Sea, encompassing the Greek mainland, the islands of the Aegean, and the western coast of Asia Minor. The early history of Greece is marked by the rise of city-states, known as poleis, each with its own unique culture, government, and society: the Minoans and Mycenaeans. The earliest advanced civilizations in Greece were the Minoans on the island of Crete, circa 2600 to 1100 BCE, and the Mycenaeans on the mainland, circa 1600 to 1100 BCE. The Minoans are known for their impressive palaces, such as Knossos, and their extensive trade networks. The Mycenaeans, depicted in Homer's epic poems, the Iliad and the Odyssey, are remembered for their fortified citadels and warrior culture. The Dark Ages, an archaic period, following the collapse of the Mycenaean civilization around 1100 BCE, Greece entered a period known as the Dark Ages. During this time, writing was lost, and there was a significant decline in population and cultural activity. The archaic period, c. 800 to 500 BCE, saw the resurgence of Greek culture, the development of the polis, the establishment of colonies throughout the Mediterranean, and the introduction of the alphabet. The classical period, c. 500 to 323 BCE, of Greek history is marked by the rise of powerful city-states, each contributing to the cultural and political landscape of ancient Greece. Among these, Athens and Sparta stand out as the most influential. Athens, known for its democratic government, Athens was a center of culture, philosophy, and the arts. The development of democracy under leaders like Cleisthenes and Pericles allowed for greater participation of citizens in government. Athens also became the cradle of Western philosophy, with figures like Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle making significant contributions to thought and knowledge. Sparta, in contrast to Athens, Sparta was a militaristic and oligarchic society. The Spartan way of life was centered around discipline, training, and service to the state. The rigorous education system, known as the agoge, produced elite warriors dedicated to protecting and expanding Spartan power. The Greek city-states often found themselves at odds with powerful external forces. One of the most significant conflicts was the Persian Wars, 499 to 449 BCE, a series of battles between the Greek city-states and the Persian Empire. The Ionian Revolt. The Persian Wars began with the Ionian Revolt, 499 to 493 BCE, when Greek city-states in Asia Minor, supported by Athens, rebelled against Persian rule. The revolt was ultimately crushed, but it set the stage for future conflicts. The Battle of Marathon, in 490 BCE, the Persian king Darius I launched an invasion of Greece. The Athenians, led by Miltiades, achieved a surprising victory over the Persians at the Battle of Marathon, demonstrating the effectiveness of the Greek hoplite phalanx and boosting Athenian confidence. The battles of Thermopylae and Salamis, in 480 BCE, Darius's successor, Xerxes I, launched a massive invasion of Greece. The Battle of Thermopylae saw a heroic stand by King Leonidas and his 300 Spartans, although the Persians eventually prevailed. The tide turned in favor of the Greeks at the naval Battle of Salamis, where the Athenian-led fleet, commanded by Themistocles, defeated the Persian navy, marking a turning point in the war. The Battle of Plataea. The final decisive battle of the Persian Wars occurred in 479 BCE at Plataea. The Greek coalition, led by the Spartans, defeated the Persians, effectively ending Persian ambitions in Greece. The defeat of the Persians ushered in a period of prosperity and cultural flourishing in Athens, known as the Golden Age, c. 480-404 BCE. Under the leadership of Pericles, Athens became the cultural and intellectual hub of the Greek world. Art and architecture. The Golden Age saw the construction of magnificent structures, such as the Parthenon on the Acropolis, symbolizing the glory of Athens. Greek art, characterized by its emphasis on harmony, proportion, and beauty, reached new heights during this period. Philosophy and science. Athens was home to many of the greatest philosophers of antiquity. Socrates questioned traditional beliefs and developed the Socratic method. Plato, a student of Socrates, founded the Academy and wrote influential works such as The Republic. Aristotle, Plato's student, made significant contributions to various fields, including logic, biology, and politics.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging, it's often your hormones too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Causes of the war. The war was fueled by rivalry and tension between Athens and Sparta, as well as disputes over power and influence in the Greek world. Thucydides, an Athenian historian, provides a detailed account of the war in his work, History of the Peloponnesian War. Major battles and events. The war saw numerous battles, including the disastrous Athenian expedition to Sicily, 415-413 BCE, which resulted in a crushing defeat for Athens. The conflict eventually drained the resources and manpower of both Athens and Sparta. The fall of Athens. In 404 BCE, Athens surrendered to Sparta, marking the end of the war. The defeat led to the temporary decline of Athenian power and the imposition of an oligarchic government by the Spartans. In the aftermath of the Peloponnesian War, Greece remained fragmented and weakened, paving the way for the rise of a new power, Macedon. Under the leadership of King Philip II and his son Alexander the Great, Macedon transformed from a peripheral kingdom into a dominant force in the Greek world. Philip II of Macedon, Philip II, 359-336 BCE, implemented significant military and political reforms, strengthening the Macedonian army and unifying the Greek city-states under his leadership. His establishment of the League of Corinth in 337 BCE aimed to consolidate Greek forces against the Persian Empire, Alexander the Great. Upon Philip's assassination in 336 BCE, his son Alexander ascended to the throne. Alexander the Great embarked on an ambitious campaign to conquer the Persian Empire and beyond. Conquests and expansion. Alexander's military genius and strategic brilliance led to a series of unprecedented victories. He defeated the Persians at the battles of Issus, 333 BCE, and Gaugamela, 331 BCE, capturing key cities like Babylon, Susa, and Persepolis. His conquests extended as far as Egypt and India, creating one of the largest empires in history. Cultural integration and legacy. Alexander's empire was characterized by a policy of cultural integration. He encouraged marriages between his soldiers and local women, founded cities that became centers of Greek culture, and spread Hellenistic ideas and practices throughout his empire. The legacy of Alexander's conquests continued to influence subsequent civilizations and facilitated the spread of Greek culture across the known world. Following Alexander's death in 323 BCE, his empire fragmented into several Hellenistic kingdoms, ruled by his generals. The Hellenistic period, 323-31 BCE, saw the fusion of Greek and Eastern cultures, leading to significant advancements in art, science, and philosophy. The Ptolemaic Kingdom, established in Egypt, the Ptolemaic Kingdom became a center of learning and culture. The Library of Alexandria, founded by Ptolemy I, was one of the most significant intellectual institutions of the ancient world, attracting scholars from across the Mediterranean. The Seleucid Empire, covering much of the former Persian Empire, the Seleucid Empire played a crucial role in maintaining the cultural and political legacy of Alexander's conquests. Cities like Anch and Seleucia became important centers of Hellenistic culture and commerce. The Antigonid dynasty, ruling over Macedonia and parts of Greece, the Antigonid dynasty continued the military and political traditions of Alexander. Despite internal conflicts and external pressures, the Antigonid rulers maintained Greek cultural influence in the region. The Greek Empire's contributions to Western civilization are profound and enduring. The achievements in art, philosophy, science, and politics continue to shape modern thought and culture. Philosophy and science. Greek philosophy, with its emphasis on rational inquiry and critical thinking, laid the foundations for Western intellectual traditions. The works of Plato, Aristotle, and other philosophers continue to be studied and revered. Greek contributions to science and mathematics, including the discoveries of Euclid, Archimedes, and Hippocrates, have had a lasting impact on various fields of knowledge, political thought. The development of democratic principles in Athens and the political theories of Greek philosophers influenced the evolution of modern political systems. Concepts such as citizenship, governance, and civic responsibility have their roots in ancient Greek thought. As we conclude this episode on the Greek Empire, we reflect on the remarkable achievements and enduring legacy of this ancient civilization. From the rise of city-states to the conquests of Alexander the Great, the Greek Empire played a crucial role in shaping the course of history and laying the foundations for Western civilization. Join us in the next episode of Empires: Dominance and Legacy as we explore the rise and influence of the Roman Empire, known for its military conquests, engineering marvels, and enduring impact on law and governance. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to continuing this journey through the annals of history together.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.